It's another edition of the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nushi. Across the way from me, on the other side of this transparent shower curtain, the one, the only, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Sean, how are we doing today?
Doing well. As I said last week on the show, I've finally been unchained from the sports desk, got to go out and see some wrestling, as you did as well. We were both there, taping that segment for the show last week. And this week I'm out again, Thursday night. There's a big slate of wrestling duels. And then Saturday there's a bunch of stuff going on, and I get to cover a couple events this week. So I'm excited. I'm back in my element, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was very cool to be at those Elyria Holiday duels. As you mentioned there, Sean, you kind of welcomed me into that environment last week. We got to talk to a couple of different wrestlers there from the Pioneer program. And that was just a really cool event, right? I mean, first and foremost, it's awesome just to see wrestling happen given the circumstances of COVID-19 and everything. And by the way, something we mentioned before we started talking here today, 2021, not really been all that different from 2020 thus far. But again, we'll take the wrestling that we can get. Those Elyria Holiday duels were a lot of fun to be at, and I saw the wrestling a little bit what I could, and it was just very cool to see an event happening, and you're packing six teams into one building. You're thinking, oh, how can this happen? But everything was operating pretty smoothly there. You had the auxiliary gym, you had the main gym having events. You mentioned the tickets per kid were kind of limited. It was one parent, I believe, for the visiting teams and two for the Elyria team. So just really cool to see some wrestling happening, albeit in a different kind of circumstance this year.
Yeah, and it was high-level wrestling. That was the nice thing too. You had state-ranked and nationally-ranked programs in that event, so that's kind of cool to watch. And you kind of mentioned that you went to Walsh Jesuit, so you had seen you'd been at the Iron Man tournament. Mm-hmm. So you kind of had you've got a taste of what high level wrestling looks like. So that's kind of the nice thing. It's awesome to go see any wrestling competition at all for me. And I just enjoy watching the sport. But when you get wrestlers in there that are ranked among some of the best in the state and some of the best in the country, it's another level, And then you can kind of watch that progression into college and just see some guys that it's just so fast-paced and the moves are just so high level. It's really impressive. So that's kind of cool thing just to kind of see just that quality of wrestling.
No doubt about it. And we'll have some more quality wrestling to talk about here as the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show moves along, again presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. Sean lined up Amherst Wrestling Coach Vinny Corelli for this week, so we're excited to talk to him in the next segment, see what the Comet Wrestling Program has been up to, see what they're doing. So very excited again to talk to Coach Corelli. We'll have some other events to kind of talk about it and some prior events to break down and recap for you. So we'll go ahead and step aside again. Next segment, we'll be talking to Amherst Wrestling Coach Vinny Corelli and see what the comments are up to right here on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and we're online at WEOL.com. Welcome back on in to the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nushi. I got Sean Bennett here with me as always, and we'll go to the hotline right now and welcome in a very special guest. It's Amherst Wrestling Coach Vinny Corelli. And Coach Corelli, we appreciate the time for joining us this afternoon. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Coach. So we thought this would be a great time to talk with you because Amherst has been busy on the mats recently and has a couple big events coming up this week. But let's start with the new. You guys had the first event of the new year. You're out at the Perry, and I know you probably would have preferred to be wrestling in the Pin City tournament, which is a bigger 2-day event. Get you guys a lot of matches, but they had to condense that down. Because of the coronavirus going on and stuff like that, but you were able to still get four good matches in, and three and one there in that event. Your thoughts on just that event? Still nice to get some wrestling in, I'm sure, even though you probably would like to do a little bit more with that big old drive out to Perry.
Yeah, like I said, usually it's a big 20-team tournament, 2 days. Absolutely, it's just great to get some matches in. They did a 5-team. Duels, and we got four good matches. Perry's a strong team out there, and we were lucky enough to get a few wins out of there. With the young squad we got.
Yeah, you just said young squad. I mean, I remember you telling me that you only fielded 13 of the 14 weight classes, and of those 13, 7 freshmen, 3 sophomores. That means you only have 3 upperclassmen in the lineup. But it seems like you guys are still doing pretty well. That's got to make you feel pretty good about the next couple seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're very young, and with the kids progress the way we want and we think, you know, I think we'll have a great next few years. And the teams we matched up this past weekend were kind of like us, so it helped for our young guys to be able to get some wins and get some confidence going.
Well, one of those upperclassmen, obviously, is Lavelle Gibson. You know, I've been talking about Lavelle the last couple of years because I thought it was such a great story that he missed that sophomore year, had that blockbuster junior year. Now he's here in his senior year, and he's having you know, a good start to that. Went 3-1 at the event with 2 pins, and then obviously your other two you know, stars in the lineup are the Mendez brothers, Noah and Eli, and they both went 3-1. Noah with a pin and a major, and Eli with 2 pins. You know, it's nice to have that trio, I think, to kind of lean on, and especially with a lot of young guys in the lineup, they've got somebody to look to kind of, you know, see how to get it done and what to improve on going forward.
Yeah, and they're great leaders in the room, too. You know, they work hard and they lead by example, so it helps our young guys as well. And you know, with having that many young guys, it's great to have leaders like that in the wrestling room.
So just to kind of finish up with the Perry duels, just so the listeners know, Amherst won against Jefferson 49-17. Firelands was another local team out there. You won that duel 70-15, and I know Josh and the Falcons are definitely dealing with a lot of holes in their lineup, both injuries and the COVID issues going on there. And then Amherst against Ashtabula St. John's, that was a 70-12 win for the Comets. So obviously a good you know, finish there for you guys. Looking forward, though. You know, obviously, tomorrow night, a big matchup out at Midview. I know it's a strange season, you know, and normally this would be an SWC matchup, but I know it's you and Parma, so you got both, like, non-conference and conference duels going together, but I guess that just kind of has to happen. You have to kind of change up that schedule and do some things like that.
Yeah, you know, we'll wrestle Midview first, and obviously it's going to be a good conference duel. You know, the last few years, that's been tight every year and has gone both ways. You know, we got one, they got one. And hopefully, you know, tomorrow we'll be able to get it. And then we'll have Parma right after that. And it seems to be that both teams are just like us, you know, a little young, a few holes, and, you know, fighting the injury bug and the COVID thing, too. So, you know, I think they're both going to be some good duels, and you know, come down to the last match.
And then obviously Saturday, the Southwestern Conference tournament at Berea Mid Park, originally scheduled for, you know, early February like normal, but I know it got moved up to, you know, January 9th, almost a month ahead of schedule. What, I don't know how much input the coaches had in dealing with that, or if that was an AD thing, or what were your kind of thoughts on how that turned about and what explanation was given for why that happened?
Well, the explanation, we usually do that the week before the sectional, and the explanation was, you know, if some kid was to get the COVID then, you know, from this tournament, you know, he'd be out for the sectional, so they wanted to move it up, and that was an AD thing. I was pretty much for anything. I mean, if we get the COVID then, you know, kids are going to be out. If we get it now, kids are going to be out, but obviously you want to have them for the sectional and district moving on there, but it's early. We knew, you know, 3 weeks ago it was going to be early, maybe a month ago. So we're preparing for it. Hopefully we're ready. You know, again, with all our young guys, we're battling a few injuries right now. These young guys haven't had a tournament like over at Perry yet this year. So, you know, we came out of there a little banged up, but hopefully we'll be ready for the tournament on Saturday.
And, you know, the Southwestern Conference puts 50% of its championship in that tournament and then 50% in the regular season duels. Again, it's so early this time that I'm assuming there's still some duels to be wrestled after the tournament, which makes it a kind of an odd thing because normally duels are wrapped up by the tournament time, and the tournament, you at the end of that tournament, you know who the that year's champion is. I mean, it just kind of follows in line with the uniqueness, the weirdness of this season. And does that, I mean, what do you kind of think about that, knowing that you still have maybe a potential championship on the line after the tournament's already over?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not a big fan, but, you know, it's out of our hands. It's, you know, what I'm telling the kids is, you know, we got to, things are going to change daily. We just got to roll with it. But there has been talk that there could just be a tournament champ and a dual meet champ, because we still have five matches left, dual meets left in the conference after Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm sure, you know, most everybody's in that same boat, four or five. So I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do, but you know, hey, we're going to go there and wrestle our best and let the chips fall where they may, and exactly the same thing with the duels and see what happens.
I know as far as Lorain County, Avon and Amherst are two of our local teams that plan on, competing for the top spots in that Southwestern Conference tournament on Saturday. Outside of Lorain County, I know Westlake's been having a pretty good year. Berea Mid-Park is generally a pretty solid team. If you were giving a scouting report to somebody about the SWC tournament this week, what do you kind of expect? Is there a clear-cut favorite going into this?
Watch out for the false. that would be my scouting report. They're solid from top to bottom. We've mm-hmm. already wrestled them. That's why we know. Solid from top to bottom. They're going to come out hammering. They look great. They're in great shape. Just right now, in my eyes, they're the favorite. But, you know, who knows what will happen on Saturday. I mean, that could all change, you know, today. that would be my indication of Saturday.
Well, Coach Corelli, we certainly appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you very much, again, for taking some time to join us here on the Wrestling Recap Show. Good luck to you in the comments this weekend at that SWC tournament, and best of luck to you guys moving forward with the rest of this season.
Okay, great, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Vinny.
Yeah, you got it, Coach. And there he goes, Coach Vinny Corelli from the Amherst Wrestling Program. And Sean, as you know, this is my first year kind of being in the loop with Lorain County Wrestling, and that is such a weird dynamic, right, with the tournament. And, like, I don't know, just with most sports, right, I always go to basketball because that's my number one sport, and, you know, you have the conference tournament at the end of the year, and that winner just means, you know, everything. But with wrestling this year, you know, normally it's kind of different anyways, like you said, with 50%, you know, being with that tournament and 50% going on the regular season. But with that tournament in the middle now, that just sort of really throws a wrench into things.
Yeah, and it sounded like, from what I was gathering from what Vinny was saying, they may be altering that this season and giving separate titles, like a dual dual champion and then a tournament champion, which there's several conferences that do that already. So it's different. Each conference does their own thing as far as how that goes. And the problem with keeping it the same way for the SWC as normal is, there may not be some teams may not be able to complete all their Southwestern Conference duels this year because, you know, lineup issues or, you know, postponements because of COVID or whatever. So they may not be able to fairly use the dual meets to, you know, factor into that, you know, championship race. So I don't know. You know, it's so odd. It's so weird. But, I think, you know, it's going to maybe come down to, you know, just really the tournament. And then, like he said, maybe they'll just change it to a dual team champion later on.
Yeah, so it'll certainly be interesting to see what they do with that. And you mentioned some keywords that were odd, weird, different.
Yeah.
Like we said at the top, man, 2021, just not all that different from 2020 thus far. We're not out of the COVID woods yet by any stretch. So, again, thanks to Coach Vinny Corelli there from Amherst, kind enough to give us some time here this afternoon on the Wrestling Recap Show. So we'll leave that there. We'll come back. We'll talk some more. Maybe we'll go back to those Elyria Holiday duels. We'll recap some more events and look at what's coming up ahead right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and we're online at WEOL.com. Heading down the home stretch here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nushi. He's Sean Bennett. Again, want to give a shout-out to Amherst Wrestling coach Vinny Corelli for joining us last segment. Got to recap what his comments have been up to since the start of this very strange, unusual season. There's a lot of fun catching up again with Coach Corelli. Haven't talked to him since the preview show over at the Brew Kettle in Amherst that me and Sean did a couple months back now. So, again, good to catch up with him. Got some more to break down here. Again, it's the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Right before we started this segment, I made a nice copy of Sean's notes here. And boy, oh boy, do we have some stuff to talk about.
You're giving away all the secrets, man.
I am. Well, hey, man, I mean, who better to get notes from than the Lorain County wrestling wizard and guru himself, right?
We don't even use notes. We do all this off the top of our head on the spur of the moment. We got to make ourselves look better, Rocco.
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith territory over here, just going. But yeah, lots to talk about here on this sheet. I mean, Vermilion was in action. Avon was in action. Firelands has been in action. Lots of wrestling to talk about here. So I don't know, Sean, wherever you want to start, man. I'm seeing here that this, Avon was in action at the Boardman Holiday Tournament over in Youngstown, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too, with this season. Everybody's kind of had to do a little more traveling probably than normal because you know, some of the local events have been cut and some of the events that they normally go to have been cut. So I've seen teams having to travel 1.5-2 hours away regularly to find action. So Avon was out there in Youngstown at the Boardman Holiday Duels. I think this is the first time or the Boardman Holiday Tournament. I don't know if that was a duels tournament. I don't think it was a duels tournament. You know, it's kind of a first time I've seen this one in action, so they might be the first team to take part in it. But a couple of champions in Ty Doherty and Kale Saxton at that event. Mason Fitch finished third there. And then five wrestlers finished fourth, all podium finishes. Chase Healsey, Ethan Sear, Mason Bingham, Joe Resch, and Liam Foy all ended up on the podium. So that's a pretty good showing for the Eagles and maybe a good warm-up before the SWC tournament this week.
Also on that same day, looks like Firelands was in action up in Sandusky. A lot of teams involved with this one, so it seems.
Yeah, the Firelands had a couple of nice events this week. We kind of mentioned earlier that they were at the Perry Duels on January 2nd as well, but started out on the December 29th at the Sandusky Perkins Duels there. Genoa was there, Olmsted Falls, Sandusky St. Mary's, Central Catholic was there. And again, there was a duels meet, so Firelands did not fare well team-wise because, as I said, I talked to Josh Walbaum, the coach there, and he's desperately, you know, lacking right now with numbers because of COVID injuries, things like that. He really said that it's almost impossible for them to compete in duels and win duels because they just don't have any numbers right now. But individual-wise, they're still having some pretty good performances. Ruben Pina Lorenzana, who's a blockbuster freshman last year, went 3-1 at that Perkins events, and his only loss was in the final seconds to Billy Smith of Perkins, who's ranked number 4 in the state. So a really nice showing by him. Caden King went 3-1, as did Connor Rogers and Mitch Swinehagen. All went 3-1 there for Firelands. And then I said we were also at that Perry Duels again. Not great team, but you know, individually, Pina Lorenzana went 3-0. Including a 9-7 win over Zach Bellissimo of Perry, who's ranked number 5 in the state. And King, who's a freshman, went 3-0 with a 2-0 win over Calvin Rowan of Perry, who's ranked number 12 in the state right now. And then Mark Papp, at 152 pounds, went 2-1 for Firelands. So, yeah, they have a handful of guys who are still really having some pretty successful seasons, even though the team is struggling with numbers right now.
Well, yeah, good to see some Falcons sustaining some success, again, despite the numbers, like you mentioned there, Sean. Something I wanted to mention with you real quick here, again, going back to this Elyria Holiday Duels tournament, you know, whatever we were calling it. It was Elyria losing their first home duel since 2014, if I'm not mistaken there. But I saw Coach Burnett talking about it in a video elsewhere, and he really didn't seem too upset about it, I guess could be a good way to put it. He seemed very optimistic about where his Pioneers are headed.
Yeah, Eric Burnett does not really care a lot about the end result. That's something I've noticed, you know, covering his program for the last 2 decades plus. He is really all about progress made, you know, and obviously anybody who kind of follows this program knows that against those last two duels, we kind of did our segment last week right in between the third and the fourth. So they Leary was 3-0 at that point and still had, you know, Dublin Kaufman and Brecksville to face. You know, they were without their 120-pounder, which is Peyton Fenton, who is expected. I talked to him between the, you know, matches, and he said he is expected to be cleared to wrestle against Solon tomorrow night in a GCC duel. But they were without him, and they were without their 170-pound starter, whether it be Brandi Crawford or JoJo Norwood. Both wrestlers were out of the lineup as well. So with those two wrestlers, my opinion would have been they probably would have won that Dublin-Kaufman duel very narrowly. With in their full lineup, Brecksville would have still been a tough test because Brecksville is nationally ranked and one of the top teams in the country. So, yeah, without that full lineup, it was probably expected that they were going to have some troubles with those last two teams. And certainly Brecksville is, you know, a really, really high-level team right now. So, but yeah, Eric's always about progress made. He doesn't really, you know, mind wins or losses so much if his team is putting their best foot forward.
And I mean, that experience, again, in that high-level competition that was at the Elyria Holiday Tournament, I mean, that just goes a long way. And I think Coach Burnett certainly justified it in focusing more on the progress in that kind of situation as opposed to, you know, the end results.
Right.
So looking ahead to what we've got upcoming the rest of this week and into this weekend, I mean, goodness gracious, there's Lorain County League action. There's SWC action, GCC action. Like you mentioned, Elyria will be paying a visit to Solon, or Solon will be coming to Elyria, it looks like. So lots and lots happening this week and again into this weekend, Sean.
Yeah, and the Lorain County League begins their duels, their conference duels, tomorrow night, and they're going to do every Thursday night in January, they're going to do quads, basically half the conference in one site, half is the other, and that's eight dates. So each school is going to host a quad, so two schools each week, basically. So all eight schools are going to host over January. But yeah, tomorrow night we've got Keystone, Wellington, and Oberlin at Black River. Firelands, Clearview, and Columbia at Brookside. I will be at that event. So that's going to be kind of cool that they'll be able to, you know, just do their, and then I think right after, the week after, they're going to have their conference tournament. So they've really condensed their season very nicely. And then obviously we mentioned the Southwest Conference duel with Amherst and Parma at Midview, and then Westlake is going to be at Avon. Westlake has been really well this year, so that should be a really good duel as well. And then we obviously mentioned as well Solon at Elyria. So it's a full slate tomorrow night as far as conference duels go.
And then Saturday as well, I mean, you mentioned the SWC tournament. We talked to Coach Corelli about that a bit. That'll be happening at Berea Mid Park. That should be a lot of fun right there. And then there's also the Columbia Invite, and a lot of teams I see listed here. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, the Columbia Invitational is a long-running tournament. It's local, obviously, in Lorain County. And it used to hold a lot of local teams. This year, Columbia, the host school, is the only county school in it. You have Norton, Cleveland Benedictine, Cuyahoga Heights, Western Reserve, Normandy, all at it. So that's kind of going to be kind of interesting as far as that goes. Another local tournament, Lutheran West, Madison Comprehensive, Aurora, and Oregon Clay at Firelands. That's those are some high-level programs as well. So that's going to be some good wrestling. A couple good tournaments in the county. You know, Elyria is back in action this weekend with Massillon Perry, another high-level Division I wrestling program at Medina Highland, you know, one county over. And then Vermilion's heading the other direction for the Monroeville duels. You know, I've already I'm going to be at the SWC tournament at Berea Mid Park, and I've already talked to them. They are not going to allow any fans in attendance. So, they are going to be streaming that live. So, you know, fans that want to watch the SWC tournament just simply need to, you know, keep in touch with Twitter and their school's Twitter accounts, and they will be probably releasing that information, letting people know how they can watch the Southwestern Conference tournament. I'm sure that's the way it's going to be with most of the events this weekend. They'll probably be setting up live streaming feeds so that people can watch these matches.
Well, don't sell yourself short on the Twitter territory there, man. The Sean Bennett Twitter account is wonderful for following all of the Lorain County action. I know after I left Elyria last week, I was still following along with the action, again, on your Twitter account. So, again, if people wanted to keep up with some of the action, again, it sounds like fans are still not going to really be a thing here. Where can they find you on Twitter at?
Yes, I'm at Sean Bennett CT at at Sean Bennett CT. So it's SHAUBENNETT CT.
Nice, easy, and simple.
Yeah, easy going. So The only problem is that first name. A lot of people don't spell that my name that way. So
what do they get the W in there? Every now and then?
Or the old Irish S-E-A-N or whatever. But yeah, I rarely get a correct spelling on that. So like I said, tell everybody. When I was growing up, I have a bunch of trophies and medals from Little League and all the other things with misspelled first name on there. But what are you gonna do?
Well, the last name Nushi has just been absolutely murdered over the years. I can assure you that much. So I feel you. I feel you on that one. We'll leave that one there. Thank you again for tuning in this week to the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. Again, follow Sean on Twitter. You can actually take a peek at his Twitter if you want to see what's going on this week, and you'll have some updates at the events that he's covering. So, and again, you can listen back to the show on WEOL.com. I'll have it posted. So again, if you missed any of the scheduling updates and what's going on this weekend, as well as a recap into this past week, you can check out the show again. So again, thank you for tuning in to the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. For Sean Bennett, I'm Rocco Nushi. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you next week.